Let's roll. Are you ready?
The following is a paid program. KVTA and Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios, KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. Call Kim now to share your journey, 805-289-1520. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and I am so glad that you are joining us here today on The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. We've got a full studio, and I'm so excited. We've got, we've got Carol Bennett in the studio right now, and she's been in our studio before, and she's got a couple books, and you've kind of changed your career a little bit, so I'm excited to learn a little bit more about it, and you brought us this amazing soup here, so we're going to talk a little bit with her. We've got Frances Starr, who was in here before, and she is our health coach, and I'm excited to find out, are we eating healthy, right? We got Giovanni Iacobellis in the studio, and how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. And we've got Tom Spence on our board, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I'd love to get your phone calls. We're excited. We've got things to give away. We've got tickets to the Ventura Jazz Orchestra. It's a huge 19 finest musicians in Ventura, and they'll be performing at the Poinsettia Pavilion, and Giovanni brought some stuff from Simi Valley dayinsimivalley.com and simivalleynightout.com. He's got movie tickets to give away, so we're going to be doing that, and we're going to be talking about lots of great stuff as we do, because it's all about adding value every day in every way. It's positive, it's passionate, and that's who I have on my show. I'm so excited. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim, and our first guest is going to be Carol Bennett. We're going to be talking about her new venture of the soup, right? And so I'm excited about that. And then our next guest is Sam Dawson. And Sam Dawson is, her book is Broad Appeal, Wit and Wisdom from Women Age 60 to 90. And it's kind of funny. It's like when do you get it after all this time? So I'm excited to talk about that. Frances Starr, we're going to be talking about she's a health coach. And what's the single most important things that people need to do to really get more energy? That's really what you've been talking about. So, I mean, if that's where you're going, let me tell you, that's one of the things I always wake up going, if I could just have just a little bit more, right? So, and then Giovanni, you're going to talk a little bit about, what are you talking about anyways?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday, and we were kind of thinking about what we're going to talk about on the show, and we figured relationships and the differences between my generation and your generation, and kind of going to see what women want, what men want, and what men really want, and
there
what
you
women
go.
Really
and I
want,
hope Tom's so. Going to chime in with us on that. It's interesting, and I thought, he's like the young, cool, good-looking guy here, for anybody that hasn't seen him yet, and that's just so different when we're, where we're at, so I'm excited to listen and talk to you about that.
I feel kind of intimidated today.
I know, I figured
I'm there's four women in the studio and myself and Tom, so.
There you go.
You need to help me out over there.
There you go. All right, so Tom, how are you today?
Doing well.
Good. Anything new and exciting?
No, my wife is the young, good-looking one in my family, so.
Yeah, and you just take her to Neil Young concerts, right? And it's all good, deal. See?
Yeah. She's adaptable.
There you go. And you know what? I think that's really what you want, right? Somebody who's adaptable for your life. So anyways, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano. Carol Bennett, how are you?
Tell us
what's going on in your life.
Good.
You have always been a life coach, right? And a therapist, right, for addiction. How did you change directions?
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad to be back wearing a different hat, basically. I've been in here before as a family substance abuse counselor. I am still that. I'm still a staff columnist with the Huffington Post and Psychology Today, and have clients and my book Reclaim Your Life, You and the Alcoholic Addict.
Which I brought in just
thank
to
you.
Make sure
thank
I
you
knew
just
who
for
you
fun.
Were. No, I hear you.
You know, continues to do well on private sales or Amazon or whatever. But like with any therapist, counselor, life coach, whatever you have, it's tough. I mean, the economy is not so great. And, you know, people, I've been on those two sites as a columnist for so long. Many of the things, the answers are in my columns. You know, what is a dry drunk? When is it time to throw in the towel? You know, how do I stop being baited and punished? But, you know, one-on-one counseling or phone counseling is still good, but that kind of, you know, has pittered away. And I have started a new venture, and I'm so grateful you'd have me in, Kim.
Absolutely.
Called Just One Soup. And in a word, in a sentence, I make the best homemade chicken matzo ball soup west of anywhere.
So is this like a family recipe?
It is a family recipe. I am Jewish. I'm from, you know, Cleveland originally. And, you know, my mother couldn't boil water, but the grandparents would say, come and watch this and make sure you add that and, you know, do it at this temperature. A lot of little things that just make a difference between something good and great.
And I have to tell you, you know, I'm going to say, because I'm sure my mom's listening, because she does make the best soup, too. So, and it's really interesting, but yours is amazing.
Thank you.
And so, what is the knack? What is that, you know?
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting. It's things that we put together or new ventures we start have to come from need and want, okay? I needed to, you know, add to my income. And yet I wanted to do something maybe that was on the same vein as being a therapist, but let's move it to the heart. Let's move it to the tummy.
Yeah.
I used to have a long time ago, a kind of a below the radar catering company called What's for Dinner. And I didn't do it because I wanted to do my book and focus in on the counseling and the writing and stuff like that. And then about 6 months ago, a girlfriend said, you made the best soup in the world. I live in Santa Barbara, and there is no deli. There is no place to get homemade chicken matzo ball soup. Gelson's is great. Lazy Acres, Whole Foods, all of them are terrific, but there isn't this. And she said, just do this. Just one soup, nothing else. So I got a commercial kitchen. I have a license now. I have insurance.
How many soups do you make?
I probably, because it's still just starting, I probably make an average of about 10 a week. And I'm on your show because not only do I like you and it's fun to be here and meet all your interesting guests, but I make a run once a month up to San Ynez, to LA once a month. Ojai, I'd like to add Ventura. And it's $60 a pot. It's a 3-pound chicken. It serves 8 to 10 with a freezer life of 6 months,
wow,
refrigerator life of a month.
And I have to tell you, it's better sometimes when you put it in the freezer and then you warm it up again. It's even better.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And part of what I really like is part of my proceeds goes to the Santa Barbara Rescue Mission. So hopefully it's a win-win for all. And I have many families that say, great, bring it every other up in Santa Barbara. Every other week, you know where the pots are. You know what the code is for the gate. I don't want to come in. I don't want to change everybody from soccer or tennis or whatever. You know, it's got everything I need. Plus, it comes with a French baguette.
And your
baguette.
Matzo balls are really good.
Aren't
I just
they
had
nice?
One.
They're nice and chickeny. And I have, what's exciting is I have chickens. I have three chickens, and they lay every day. So those matzo balls were made with their fresh eggs, literally laid this morning. So it's not
wow,
organic, but it's
brutal.
Definitely free range. And I'm just excited. The website is justonesoup.com. And my phone number is 805-452-7400. And all I need is 24-hour notice.
So why have you picked the Santa Barbara Mission to give to?
I don't know. I think of food with the Rescue Mission. It's a wonderful place to go if you need a hot meal. If you need something that's comforting and know that, you know, you can come in from the cold and somehow, you know, matzo ball soup, not just chicken soup or chicken noodle, which you can get, but matzo ball soup that's fresh and ready to go.
It is so warming for your heart. There's something about it. We call it Jewish penicillin.
You're right. I mean, have people order that, you know, somebody got married. It's a great shower gift. Somebody's going to a potluck. Somebody died, somebody's not feeling well. It covers, real estate people use it. You know, somebody moved in. Instead of giving them a bottle of champagne, let's give them a pot of soup.
There you go.
So,
or like a housewarming gift.
Exactly. No pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only thing is people say, well, how do you transport it? You know, I mean, I had a really good review on the news press and another number of other magazines. And our mayor in Santa Barbara tasted it and loved it. And I take it from my pot and I pour it into your pot. So that's the only condition, is you have to have your pot out.
And
so
I brought
cute.
My pot.
You're a good
I'm
girl.
I'm telling you, I
You're
did.
A good
yeah.
girl. But it's funny, I drive up to these very multi-million-dollar mansions, and it's so cute. Carol, I got the pot outside. There's your check, and there's a put two pots out in case it's one's too small or one's too big. Oh, I'm so excited. And it's just nice to have something different. And just this. Just one soup. And I have about 4 or 5 desserts as well.
If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio. I'm so glad that you are joining us here today. I hope that your weekend's going amazing. And we're talking with Carol Bennett. She's been on my show. She's been on my morning show. She's, you know, I've watched you grow and kind of evolve. And I kind of think that that's so important. I mean, this is kind of like your next chapter. I mean, Frances, this is your next chapter. You know, we've all kind of, I mean, the radio is kind of my next chapter, even though I still have my hair and I'm passionate about what I do and I'm a hair therapist. It's something about kind of like living all of your dreams. Giovanni, same with you.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
I'm pretty busy.
And
as
you're
well,
young. But you're already living line lives, you know. I mean, but that's what it's all about, is how many things can we do in our lifetime that we love and you know, and to do them well. And I love that you only picked one soup. I mean, because, you know, I mean, that's kind of along where I'm going right now. And I have Berta in here. She's one of my friends, and she's just trying to keep me in line. But that's what it's all about, is really being in line with your heart, your body, your soul, and to, you know, really do your best at what that is. So how did you zone in? Because we talk about that a lot on my show, is finding your gift. And that was the gift that people kept telling you that you're good at, right?
Well, you know, Kim, I'm a big believer in spirituality. I could not be a family substance abuse counselor and be dealing with my own family's substance abuse issues, whether in recovery or not, if I didn't have sort of, at least for me, God as my co-teammaker,
right.
You know, co-pilot. He can sit in the pilot seat, he can sit in the co-pilot seat, depending on how much control I feel like I want that day or that week. And I honestly believe that if one says, I'm in trouble, I need to make a change, you know, spirit, God, whomever, help me, present something to me.
Open the door. You know, bring the person that's going to help you.
All those
things. You know, it's interesting. I love Lexus. I have a Lexus, and so I get to go take my car wash, my car there to get it washed every week. But they have this lounge in there. I mean, it sounds crazy, but they welcome you to go and wash your car there. I'm telling you, I meet the greatest people in this lounge. You go, you have a cup of coffee or water, right? And so I met, there was like, Kim, remember I met you at this ladies group, right? So anyways, we started talking, and so they were talking about somebody else's who was very successful. And it was interesting. The whole little room started getting into it. And so they were talking, which one comes first, family or faith? And then your wealth and your career. And, you know, and it was interesting. So, you know, of course, my son was there, and he goes, family for sure. And the two ladies go, no, faith comes first, you know. Interesting topic, because you know, your family kind of grows up and hopefully kind of moves on. Your faith hopefully stays with you forever, and you always have that for yourself. Any comments? What's your thought on that?
Well, I'm a big believer, and there's a reason for everything. There has to be. As an aside, I'm also dabbling in the nut business. Okay, I'm making a stir fry almond and a fresh rosemary cashew.
Hello, did you bring us some?
No,
oh
I didn't.
Oh my God!
I didn't
so that's another show.
Any.
She's
that's
a big tease.
Show.
I'm
but,
telling you.
But the cool thing is that Pierre Lafont's bought 3 pounds, and then I happen to take it into Lazy Acres, which is now in Boy Bristol Farm, and they bought 25 pounds of each.
So what is it that you're doing?
I'm doing the soup, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And the soup is the parent. To the and this is just 3 weeks old. It's called Dangerous Nuts because you just can't eat one. It's really cute. I have a squirrel and a whole logo going, and I'm excited because I really thought that Lazy Acres was still just kind of a nice big local Santa Barbara thing, and they like local help and local people. You know, I'm just living down the street in Montecito and putting this together.
Oh, just Montecito?
Well,
sorry, you
poor,
know.
Poor part of Montecito.
Okay, and but cutting, I love Montecito.
And cutting the rosemary from my backyard, and she went, oh, my God, when do you want to come in and talk about pricing and packaging? So that's really kind of exciting
for
me.
So
when
you
talk about faith, sometimes when you just kind of let go of holding on yourself, God does for you what you can't do for yourself sometimes, as tough as that is to swallow, then other things can kind of filter through.
Oh, I love it.
And Carol, you know, you're here for the soup, though, right?
Yes.
All right. You know what I love about this? I love the, because it's like one of those things back in like the early 1900s where you had the milkman, and the milkman would come to your door and deliver the milk every day, and that's like kind of like what you're doing.
And
you
that's
know, you just deliver some soup.
And that's a great point.
Right. I like that.
You're absolutely right, and it's kind of like the farmer's market.
Yes.
How it all just starts to get back in.
And it's healthy and fresh. I mean, fresh eggs from your own backyard. I mean, you just can't get any fresher than that.
And this
morning
is our health coach over here. So is it approved, right?
Yes, it's approved.
I know. I mean, that's what, yeah, it's really good.
Thank you. I mean, but that's a really good point, because people say, well, what are you going to do in the summer? Well, who wants a big pot of borscht? It doesn't work. Only chicken matzo ball soup works in a vat style. And, well, you can't deliver it like that. Oh, yes, I can. And people like that. It is family. It is friendly. They've got their own pot, and they can freeze it or toot it or do what they want.
Or how about this? If you feel like you have a cold coming on or the flu, the best thing for you is a hot cup of soup.
I know.
You know, 24 hours when you start to feel a little down. So
it's
give
Jewish
Carol
penicillin, I'm telling you. See?
Well, that's what the news press said. You know, you won't feel so bad if you got a cold coming on if you know that Carol's matzo ball soup is around the corner.
I love it.
So I'm excited. So I hope I can get a few families here in Ventura and participate with this county.
And so where do we find you?
Let me give you my phone number. It's 805-452-7400. Or my email me, you know, Carol, CAROLEE, got to put the E at the end, at justonesoup.com.
So let me ask you, is it only...
And on your third order, you get a free dessert, and I make...
Wait,
yummy.
You didn't talk about the dessert.
What kind of dessert?
Okay, wait. Let's go right to the dessert.
Now you
okay.
Piqued my interest.
I have a fresh apple crumble, a semi-sour cherry crumble.
You've been hiding
unbelievable
all of
brownies that are not too chocolatey. The best baked apples you've ever tasted, and chocolate-covered strawberries. That's the easy ones. But the others are homemade and yum. But just four. That's it. Five.
Just four?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, you know what's funny? So you've been kind of like hiding this. How did you, you know, I mean, you know, you still do your addiction, right?
Yeah,
therapist.
I do.
Has that been hard for you to
Well, I'll tell
kind
you,
of...
it's a good point. I was fortunate enough to be asked to be a keynote speaker in Evansville, Indiana in October. They bought 140 books. I did a family outreach lecture the night before. They had a beautiful dinner. They flew me in. They paid $1,500. They paid the hotel. I was the keynote speaker the whole day the next day. It was fabulous. And I came back to Santa Barbara and I said, this is great. This is what I'd like to do, because there's not enough people that can talk about the family's healthy participation with their loved one's addiction. I called my own Santa Barbara cottage residential rehab. Let me come down the street for free. Nothing. Let me just talk about it. Baiting and punishing a family recovery contract. Kim, I didn't even get a phone call back.
So
I thought, I'm done. I've done 300 radio interviews. My book is there. I've hit the ceiling. I've done the best I can. So
you were at the crossroad, mm-hmm. and so you went with another passion.
Universe, help me. What is
right.
next? Do I have to sell my house? Do I have to do this? No, let's make soup, and then let's make nuts. Soup to nuts.
I love it. I love it.
And,
well.
And desserts.
And desserts.
And desserts.
Yeah. Are you going to start selling your desserts?
Well, on your third order, you get a free dessert. Or if you order, you can get a dessert for 20. And again, this serves 8 to 10 people.
Right.
You know, this isn't, I'm not giving you 3 brownies here. You know, I mean, this is a nice meal. People say they've got relatives coming in, or they've got a house full of guests. Or
I have to tell you, you know, I just had all my relatives in from England, and I made a huge pot of soup. I can't tell you how I mean, they were like, this soup is so good, we're going to just keep eating it. And then Sunday, I'm like, okay, I'll make a salad to go with it and, you know, some egg salad and tuna. And they're like, well, where's your soup? Soup is something that really,
and
it's a comfort food.
Soup is like cashmere. It keeps you warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Okay.
Just like me.
There you go. I love it. You know, for anybody that's just joining us right now, we are talking to Carol Bennett, and she just started her own company. How long have you been doing this, though?
About 6 months.
Okay, one soup.
Just one soup.
Just one soup.
There's the card right there.
Yeah, just one soup. And it is homemade chicken matzo ball soup. And so
you don't have to be Jewish to like it either.
Yeah, no, it's good. Thanks. So, in fact, she brought some in to share with us. So, anyways, one pot serves 8 to 10 people, and it's $60, and it's accompanied with crusty baguettes. Ooh,
French baguette.
Yum, yum. Okay. All right. Well, that is Carol Bennett. And give out your phone number one more time.
805-452-7400, 7400.
There you go. And also some of the proceeds go to the Santa Barbara Rescue Mission. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to, we're going to chat for a little bit. We got lots to talk about in here. And again, our phone number is 805-419-0008. Tom, I do have some giveaways. Let's give a set of tickets away to the Ventura Jazz.
And the Ventura Jazz Orchestra, 19 of the finest musicians in Ventura County, will be performing at the Poinsettia Pavilion. It's all fun-filled swing dance featuring music from the Great American Songbook. Let's talk about waltz, tango, cha-cha, bossa nova, calypso, rumba, slow, medium, and up-tempo swing, quick step, lindy hop, the whole deal. And it is the Ventura Jazz Orchestra, those great musicians playing at the Poinsettia Pavilion. And you can win those tickets with Kim Pagano right now. What is the number to dial?
805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And I will take caller number 5 right now for a set to go. Talk to you soon. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano.
Brown was taking the air, locked up the bargain with the greatest decay. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard.
They're on sale now for the Health Freedom Expo, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Coming to the Long Beach Convention Center, your source for total natural health solutions. 3 days of natural health products, services, and cutting-edge information. Browse 150 exhibits. Choose from 75 world-renowned speakers. 3 in-depth workshops. Attend a VIP reception. Participate in 4 hot topic panel discussions. And view 4 documentary films. There's no other natural health expo like it in the world. For more information and tickets, go to healthfreedomexpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Are you not feeling your best or want to improve your health? Tired of going to a traditional doctor? Roland Reif of Natural Health Care Center, located in Thousand Oaks, has a different approach. Instead of masking the pain with medications, eliminate the pain. Roland is on the American Board of Anti-Aging Health Practitioners and focuses on your overall goal with more than 20 years of experience in Eastern medicine, combining herbalology. Roland has been practicing acupuncture and Chinese since 1990. He incorporates his extensive knowledge of Western orthopedic. Let Roland help you learn how you can eliminate your condition and achieve optimal health and well-being. Call Roland, 805-497-4074. That's 805-497-4074.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And full studio, we've got Francis Starr, we've got Carol Bennett, we've got Giovanni Jacopelis here, we've got Tom Spence on our board, and I am your host, Kim Pagano. Our next guest is Sam Dawson, and Sam's book is Broad Appeal, and it's so cute. It's really, she didn't like turning 60. And so, you know, it's so funny. Okay, Giovanni, take it easy on this one, right? But, you know, your body parts start heading south, okay? And, you know, I don't know. You just, it's like it's out of your control. So for any of my listeners out there that can hopefully resonate with this, but, you know, life keeps going on, so we have to make it our best. Let's invite our next guest on, Sam Dawson. Sam, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. We had a chance to speak the other day, and I loved what, you know, what you've learned and where you're going and why you wrote your book. So, you know, tell my listeners.
Well, as you said, I didn't think 60 was any fun at all. And it took me a while to get up the courage to actually write the book, but I kept thinking about how do other women feel about this this decade, because 50s were fine. I was madly in love with my husband, and I was feeling fine, and then he died, and there I was facing that 60 time all by myself and thinking, this is not fun. So anyway, finally I said, what the heck? Let's just find out how other women feel about it, and maybe there's a book in it. So I set out, and I interviewed over 70 women, and we talked about everything. I mean, we talked about, of course, the body parts and the sagging parts, but we talked about health, and we talked about sex, and we talked about kids, and just about everything. And the women were wonderful. They just really shared everything with me. One of my daughters said, Mom, you know, you really looked under everybody's skirt. And it was true. They just let me.
Sam, so, don't you feel like, I'm a hair therapist, and when women, we really just, I mean, we get down to the nitty gritty, every little thing that we don't love about ourselves, you know. And you guys don't do that, do you?
Oh,
do you,
yeah.
You do,
yeah.
As a guy?
Men, I can tell you, we are our biggest critics as well. We worry about the weirdest, stupid things.
So, yeah, you worry about...
We do the same thing, we just don't show it as often.
Ah, Tom, do you worry about stuff like that, or what?
I gave that up a while ago. I married a beautiful woman, and I'm okay with
and
that.
And you hit the home
Anytime
run, right?
I wonder what I look like, I look at her.
Oh, I love that. But you know what? I mean, you know, that is the biggest thing, is that we worry about, we're our worst own critics, you know, and I think that that's so hard on us. So I love, you know, you've actually stopped and learned to smell the roses, correct?
I did, but I this is really what I want to say about women over 60, between 60 and 90. I think we really smash stereotypes of what people think the older woman is, and we do shatter perceptions, and we are more interesting than people give us credit for. And I really think that we're the new, you know, we're the new generation. Baby boomers are happening every 8 seconds or something. And we are not rocking chair grannies. You know, we're out there making a difference in the world and having a heck of a lot more fun than some of us did in our 40s and 50s when we worried about everything.
Exactly, and we're way more knowledgeable now. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing. But not only that, we're not afraid to talk about our feelings or talk about what we really want in our life, right?
That is really true. And gentlemen, I don't know you, but let me just say one thing about women. I mean, women, girlfriend time is really important, and there's actually a study out of Stanford that says that girlfriend time is really healthy.
I just read that study the other day. I'm glad you brought that up. It is healthy.
Yeah, and it's like that support group, right? That companionship where men, I talk about this a lot, and that men don't know what's going on in their friends' lives pretty much. I mean, it's pretty oblivious to them. Where women, we know, gosh, we know if they're having a bad day, a good day. We share all of that.
We talk about our feelings. And men just talk about the next game.
Sports.
Or yeah.
Right.
And you know, yeah. The thing is, though, is that I'll just chime in. I you know what I think it is also is, I mean, that's the statistics over the majority.
I know, but you're
I'm not normal at all. Because for me, I have no problem talking about my feelings.
I love it.
And for me, I think time with my friends and stuff is very important to who I am, you know. And I think that, you know, I mean, you're talking about the study that you're reading or that you read the other day. That is important, but that's, I don't think it just has to do with women. I think that even guys in, say, their 60s or even for my age, I mean, it's very important for me to get away from my relationship or who I'm spending my time with every day and kind of just have my time away. Because when I come back and I, you know, get back with my partner, you know, I have something to talk about. It's, you know.
This is so true. I mean, yeah, because when you work with your partner and then you come back, there's not a lot to talk about.
Correct.
So you do need to refresh. I call it rejuvenate, mm-hmm. you know, and fill your cup, right? So, no, I...
You know, I just turned 59. And interestingly enough, I divorced my second husband, and I've reconnected with him. I will not get married again because there's no reason to. But I really love him. I didn't divorce him because I fell out of love. I divorced him because of, you know, I got tired of me, him, and the bottle. But things are on a healthier track, and he's 9 years younger. And I will tell you that the most difficult thing for me to deal with as I really approach 60, not as, oh, am I going to go on an African safari for my 60th birthday, but this... the sexual changes, okay? Not the desire, because I think he's just as hot as the day I met him, but the physical problems that accompany it. And maybe this is getting too personal on the air, I don't know, but I didn't know.
As everybody's ears tune in right,
right
now,
the,
right?
The,
except his.
I know, yeah, exactly, probably. Yeah.
You know,
know.
The changes, and thank God he is so sensitive.
So he's kind of grown up.
Well,
or maybe not. I don't know. Yeah.
You know, I need help downstairs, okay, like many women that are older, okay, because you've gone through your change of life. And fortunately, my partner is helpful and patient. And it's different for me because, like so many of us, we thought, you know, sex was great and it was always there on tap. And now it takes either planning or a running start.
I love that.
Or whatever it is, so that you can enjoy yourself.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We got a whole crew in here. This is so much fun. We're just talking about, actually, we're talking about our lives. We're talking about wit and wisdom from women ages 60 to 90, but really, it's all of us women. You know, the new 50 is 30. The new, you know, I mean, we're getting younger. We're living longer. You know, there's so much life out there. I mean, we've got young guys that are dating older women, right? Because we got it together. We've already learned all the steps. I mean, that's kind of where we're going, what we're going to be talking about,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, and right now we're talking with Sam Dawson, and her book is Broad Appeal. You know, there's a couple things in here. Health is not a laughing matter. And, you know, I'm telling you, you want to live your life, and that's what we're going to be talking about with Frances. So you want to live your life. You want to have fun. I mean, that is really the bottom line.
You know, Sam, I actually have a question for you.
Yeah.
I try to stay as positive as I possibly can. We started off, talking about how it's bad to turn 60 and it's not that much fun. What are some good things about turning 60?
Oh, there's some great stuff. And thank you for asking me that. But let me just address the sex thing for 1 minute.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, but. First of all, the women over 60 are still very, very interested in sex. And I just have to read you this one little quote from this one gal. She says, I do enjoy sex. I think it's better than when I was young. Men know what they're doing, and I know what I'm doing, and I'm not shy about asking for what I want. I'm happy to report everything works fine, and I still get horny. And she's 67.
All right, you rock,
so
right?
So there. Well, to answer the question, what are the good things? There's a lot of good things. First of all, you get rid of the oughts, coulds, woulds, and shoulds of life. You let them go. I don't know if I can say it on the air, but I call it the give it the blank blank factor.
There you go.
A new life measurement, and also. So we've let go of those things.
So when you say let go, so you're dumping all the toxic people in your life? Is that something?
That's a huge theme throughout this book.
Because
that people
yeah.
learn how to say, what in the world? Why have I held on to this? And I think when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, you're still building and you're still deciding how your career is going, how your family's going, how you have to hang with the relatives. And then once you hit over 60, you can really let that go. And you're right, Kim, it's dumping the toxic people is a huge theme.
I really think, I mean, for me, and I want input from everybody here and all my listeners, is aren't we all just trying to find our way in this world? And, we just keep trying different things to be better and better until, we get a little older and we've already gone down all these different roads. Now we don't have to go down as many because we've already traveled all those, and it's really about finding peace within ourselves. Isn't that what that, when we get to 60 or we get older, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, but it would be fun to do it wrinkle free.
Yeah. There you go.
Sam, I'm a big believer of this. You're only as old as you feel. And I think that's what happened when you were turning 60. You kind of started feeling down about yourself and the way you look and the way you felt. And I think that was the moment in time for you to go, you know what? I'm only as old as I feel. And you decided to turn around, write a book, and feel good about you being.
Yeah, that's great.
You're right. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm always a decade behind. Because right now, I would just give a dental implant to be 60 again. I would love it.
And, I think that's what
hold on. I like this analogy. I would give my left hip. Wait, hold on. That was last month. I would
give. That's pretty good.
I think one of the things that's difficult in getting older is I'm short. I'm barely 5'3".
You're giving away all your secrets. You realize
yeah,
that?
Well, you're talking.
No, I'm kidding.
but I keep my weight down. I'm 105 and stuff like that. And the most difficult is that when I was younger, okay. God, how do I sound that say this without it sounding so?
You felt better?
No.
What?
I was Hugh Hefner's girlfriend for a while. I was in a very, very jet-setty group of people.
You were
people.
On top of the world.
I really was. And
okay.
sometimes, and I got a lot of things because of my looks. I was able to wink and smile and twinkle and be cute. And now I don't get that. And I think versus the Hadassah arms underneath. If
yeah,
anybody,
when
you
wave and everybody
waves with you.
You wiggle
and you got those
yeah.
turkey things. And my ex-husband, current now new boyfriend, one and the same, says, oh, God, you're so hot. All that's great. But I don't feel what I used to be able to get through what I had when I was 30 or 40.
So, okay, I talked to a therapist.
Does that
okay.
make sense?
Yes, I talked to a therapist, and she's been on my show several times. And she said, when people get older, they can't have sex anymore. I know, Giovanni, this is going to be hard for you to understand this, right? But, when you get older, sometimes that doesn't work anymore, right?
No.
But she's going, no. But I have. have to tell you is you've already had your babies, but you can do it in a different way. There's other ways to show your life. And so, you know, I think that that's the same thing when we get older. We have to just really look at all our beauty as we're going on. I mean, what's your thought on that, Sam?
Well,
she's like, no, wait.
I mean, I have to say that once you figure out where you are, it's absolutely fabulous. There's like this, I mean, I call it the new frontier. So over the hill is a new frontier. It really is. And it's not sitting on the porch and rocking anymore. If you're going to be rocking, it can be rocking in the bedroom, you know, or on the dance floor. But I don't agree. I think once you really, I mean, that's what I learned. You're vital, you're alive, you're filled with a freedom you never had in your 30s and 40s, and the responsibilities of, you know, every day, unless, you know, you're working full-time. But still, most of the time, if you're working and you're over, you know, you're 60, 65, you're working because you love it. And not because you have to do it. Now, sometimes that's not true. But the majority of the women in my book are, you know, a lot of them are still working full-time. And they said, why would I quit? I love what I do. So you're vital and alive and more comfortable with yourself than ever before in your life. I think it's a great time. Now, I admit, you know, when I first turned 60, I just went, what the heck? How am I going to do this? But I'm having a great time. I mean, I'm founded a nonprofit. I run salons for women.
So what's your nonprofit?
It's called Impact Giving, and it's a women's collective giving organization. And in our first 3 years, we're able to grant $345,000 to 20 nonprofits locally and globally.
And what do you do with it?
What do we do with it? Oh, I'm the grants chair.
Everybody collects money, or you're...
No, let's see if I can give you the elevator speech. Everyone puts into a pool, it's collective giving, $1,000 a year, or that's $99 a month. But if you're a giver, you give away money, you don't know where it goes most of the time. This way, you pool your money, so your $1,000 bundled with other women's $1,000 can really make an impact. So where you might be able to give $1,000 to some organization, this way you grant maybe $30,000 to, for example, we gave one a grant last year that comes to mind called the Lotus Petal Project, and it's giving bicycles to girls in Cambodia, which doesn't sound that important, except that girls, they can't go on to school because they can't get to school because they have to go through such terrible territory that they, you know, there's rape and kidnapping, and also something we don't have here in the States, tiger attacks.
Yeah. Wow.
So when you can ride a bike, you can get to school, and when you get to school, it changes your life, and, you know, they marry older, etc. So
Sam, you started that?
I'm one of the founders.
There were
six of us. Yeah.
So now, and what was the second thing that you said?
Oh, I run not a hair salon.
Okay.
But a salon for women. And I'm just into this women thing. You know, it sounds like I don't like men, and I love them, actually. You know, I love them. But I really think women are so fabulous as a group. And I do this salon about every 6 weeks. And the women come. I take the first 25 because I do it in my home. And the women come, and we have, you know, wine and hors d'oeuvres. And then we sit around, and we discuss one topic for about an hour and a half. Something, and the rule is no man bashing.
I kind of have something very similar.
And no religion. But, yeah. Right. No man. I say, if you want a man bash, we go to lunch.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
And I have about 120 women on my list. So
wow.
It's very... You can understand why it's popular, because women love to share.
No, let me ask you this. You have caregivers, okay? You know, my mom always says, you know, she's single, and she's like, I don't want to take care of anybody, you know? Because at that age, you start to have to take care of your partners. What's your thought on that?
Well, it's not fun to, you know, sometimes it's not fun to be a caregiver. My late husband had cancer and eventually died from that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks, but the point is, nobody gives the caregiver. You know, you're so focused on the sick person, you forget the caregiver. So it's very important to learn to you know, as a group to get together to talk about the problems and to be really good to yourself.
Right.
So, but in general, I think we're all, as women, you know, we tend to be caregivers anyway. We're caregivers to our kids. We're caregivers to our husbands.
Right.
You know, we do. That's just how
it is. So who are some of the people that you actually interviewed? You actually had some celebrities, didn't you?
Well, no, actually, yes. Yes and no. Thank you for asking. I've had celebrities read it and give me some endorsements.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, Lucy Arnaz.
Love her, yep.
She said, "Broad appeal is exactly what this book has. I couldn't put it down nor wait to share it with my 28-year-old daughter, husband, best friends, male, female, gay, or straight. Fascinating." God bless her.
I love it.
You know, I was actually going to say something like that earlier. You know, even men in their 60s or, you know, anybody in that age group that would want to pick up the book and, you know, read it, it's kind of like, hey.
A little insight there, right? Yeah.
This is what women are thinking.
Yeah. And also, I think the book really plays to people in their, I wouldn't say early 40s, but once you're in your late 40s, early 50s, and you're looking forward and you're worried a little bit about it, I think the book is so filled with hope and positiveness that it's really fun to, you know, to read it when you're a little bit younger.
Yeah,
I have friends that say, I just pick it up and, you know, pick a page and just read what a woman says. And the women, by the way, are everyday women. That was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think regular, you know, the gal you see at the supermarket, at the gym, you know, sitting beside you at dinner, we all have a story. We all have something good to share.
Well, this is Frances, and I'm in that age group where I'm about 45 or so. And so, yeah, I think...
or so.
So I look at this book, and I think, sounds interesting because, you know,
You want to foresee.
Yeah, well, I think more and more people are getting healthier. They're living longer.
I agree.
And so when you get into your 60s, I mean, I'm starting a new career right now.
Tell what you're doing.
Well,
I'll
get to what I'm doing, okay. But I'm starting a new career right now. And I plan on being one of those women in my 60s who's working and giving back and being part of the community and being a part of life, not, you know, going and sitting on the porch in my rocking chair, as you say. And so I think this book could really resonate with people in my age group who are thinking and approaching or working with other people if they're, you know, as Kim would say, I'm a health coach. And so, you know, having that positive outlook on life is so important, not just eating healthy. There's so much more to us, but as we're, you know, our mindset.
No question, yeah.
So this
you
is
know,
wonderful.
Yeah, I really... You know those women or men, I mean, they're both, that stand out, that they just have, like, I love life, you know? And that's, to me, that's how I want to end it. You know, I want to have, every day I wake up, it's another gift,
absolutely.
You know? And that's the way you want to live. And that's really why I do my show, is I want to add value, to remind all of you out there that, you know, if you're having some troubles, that, you know, it's kind of, you know, my dad says it, he was just down this last weekend, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on, you know, Frank Sinatra. And that's the way life is, because life is going to get in the way, and life's going to kick you down. But you know what? The only thing that's important is how you get back up.
That's right.
You know, Sam, I like you. You know, you're very, you just talk just so freely.
I know,
and
I felt
so
like
comfortable.
That. Yeah,
it's like I feel like
that.
I've known you forever. And, you know, and I also like the fact that you wrote a book like this to help some, you know, help people through maybe this is a hard time in their lives. But my kind of opinion on life is that we go through a lot of different stages. You know, I mean, even when, you know, you're a teenager and you're moving into like adulthood, you know, all your choices were made for you at that point in time. And then all of a sudden now you have to make all your own choices. And then,
Wait a second, hold on,
I have to do it all myself. And then you get to say that, you know, whenever time you're, you know, some people get married earlier, some people get married later. You know, for me, I'm getting, you know, hitting that 30 mark. And for me, I want to get married. I want to have children. But once I do that, that's going to be a whole nother chapter in my life. And it's going to be completely different. A lot of things I like to do, I'm going to have to give up. And there's a lot of things that I'm going to start liking that I didn't like before. And then I'm going to turn 40. And then I'm going to turn 50. And then my kids are going to maybe graduate for high school. That's going to be a huge change in my life. And now I'm going to have freedom again. And then,
good Lord, you haven't even had a baby yet.
I know.
You know, so it's like, but there's different times in your life that you just go through. And it's a life-changing time. And I think 60 is one of those life-changing times.
Yeah, you're right. And when you talk about the different chapters, I was telling Kim before that it's like I've had 9 different lives.
Isn't that amazing?
When I counted them up, it worried me because cats only get 9 lives.
You know, I really feel like that too. I've been married before. I've lost a baby. I have a great husband now. I've got 4 children. It's like, oh, dear Lord, you know, you just keep going. And that's all. You don't know what our journey is involved.
No.
And we don't know what's tomorrow.
You have no choice but to keep going. I mean, sometimes you say, you know, what lesson is being taught and what's put in front of me. I mean, as I said, I'm 59 and I've had so many people say, oh my God, you are starting, you're gearing up a career.
Yeah.
That's not just, you know, I'm not just, and there's nothing wrong with this, but I'm not just making stained glass in my garage and then going to put little, you know, an art exhibit on locally. I'm hoping, not so much with my soup, but with my nuts that we were talking about, I would like to be Mrs. Planner Peanut of the cashew and almond business, mm-hmm. okay? And that's going to be a huge undertaking. But that's what also keeps me young. Now,
exactly.
On the flip side, I love to play bridge. And trust me, I am the youngest one when I play bridge. There's no question. But bridge is going to take me out of that rocking chair on the porch in 20 years so that I can play anywhere I go and as often as I want.
You just brought up a really great point. My dad was an interior decorator. So he retired, moved down to Palm Springs. He was bored to death, okay? And so he started another business. He opened up a consignment store. You know, that's what keeps him young. And I think that it's almost scary for people to retire. Look at Tom Spence here, okay? He works his little tail off, right? You don't have, I mean, that's what keeps people going.
He's
and
trying
that's
to keep
their
his
passion.
Young wife. That's
I
why.
Know, that's right.
and if you don't start another business, what you really need to do when you quote-unquote retire is to really give back. Once you start to volunteer, you think you're doing it for those poor people that need your help. You find out that they give you more than you give them.
Wow.
And you know, age to me is a number. You know, I mean, we're all going to become 60. We're all going to become 70.
God willing.
You know.
Yes, there you
but,
go.
You
know,
don't take that for granted.
It's never too late to do something with your life. And you were saying
exactly.
How this is now you're starting a business. And you know, there's a woman. I have a lot of respect for this woman. She was married to this guy. They were very, very wealthy. They lived in Beverly Hills. And she never had to work a day in her life. Well, around 40, 50 years old, she found her husband cheating on her with like an 18, 19-year-old girl.
Nice.
Well, then all of a sudden, because she didn't know any better, he put everything in his name. And, so now she's kind of stuck. She's on the side of the road. She's like, what am I going to do now? Well, she decided, she goes, you know, I liked wearing makeup, so I'm going to create a makeup line. Well, she created a makeup line, and all of a sudden, the U.S. government loved her makeup so much that all of the camouflage makeup that all of our U.S. soldiers wear comes from her.
Wow.
So now, and within 2-3 years, she makes more money than her ex-husband that threw her out on the street.
I love that story.
You know,
you mentioned, which is really important about volunteering. When I was in between, when I was filing for divorce and, you know, my business was kind of bumping along the bottom and I certainly didn't want to go shopping, I volunteered. I live in Santa Barbara, so I volunteered at the Santa Barbara Zoo. I used to take my dog over to Cottage Hospital, and we used to volunteer, you know, in the cancer ward and this and that. But volunteering is a wonderful way to bridge that gap in between what I did in the past and what I need to look for in the future, and it gets you out of self.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
You know, you can give back in a lot of ways, and it can also be selfishly used to fill your time as until the universe comes together and lets you know what the next plan is.
Yep.
And you know, I just heard an interview that was amazing. And it says you have to be able to kind of get through the universe. You know, actually, I mean, you ask the universe what you need, but then you have to kind of, you know, finagle through the universe to get what you need. There's things that are going to stand in your way, but you have to be able to work through that. You know, I want to talk about a couple of things that you said. Now you don't actually let life get in your way. You know, the 10 pounds, the hair grow, you know, if my house is clean, if I only had my house decorated, those kind of things. That doesn't matter anymore, does it?
No.
And I think that's a huge, I think that's something that we really need to look at, because so many times it's, we're always waiting for that next day.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Sam, you were talking about when you turned 50, you know, you had your husband there and he helped you, you know, kind of move through that time in your life. And then 60, you kind of did it on yourself. And I think, you know, writing the book was, you know, very, very healthy for you. You know, do you look forward to 70 and kind of prepare for that moment? Or is there another book in the, on the way?
actually, thank you. I know I have a youthful voice, but I am over 70. So.
Okay, then 80.
Yeah, I mean, I actually wrote a poem about that, saying, you know, I thought, you know, 70 was going to be the end of the world, and then I found out that, you know, it was sort of fabulous, and I'm sure that when I turn 80, I'll think it's the end of the world, and it won't be. So, I feel like, now I will admit that by
Sam,
the time I'm 90, I won't like it.
Sam, we need to take a really quick break. Okay. I'm just going to keep you on for just a couple minutes more. We'll take a break and we'll come back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Sam Dawson, and her book is Broad Appeal, Wit and Wisdom from Women from Age 60 to 90. But it's something that we all can look forward to. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Saturday night, grab your partner, step out on the 30-foot wide dance floor we have tonight. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes when she walks. She's like a samba, swings so good and sways so gentle.
Tickets are on sale now for the Health Freedom Expo, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Coming to the Long Beach Convention Center, your source for total natural health solutions. 3 days of natural health products, services, and cutting-edge information. Browse 150 exhibits. Choose from 75 world-renowned speakers. 3 in-depth workshops. Attend a VIP reception. Participate in 4 hot topic panel discussions. And view 4 documentary films. There's no other natural health expo like it in the world. For more information and tickets, go to healthfreedomexpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.